ADA Complementary Paratransit Service Guide. Table of Contents. ADA Complementary Paratransit Service. 1. Introduction. 2. What is the ADA? 3. What is Complementary Paratransit? 4. Eligibility for ADA Paratransit. 5. How to apply for ADA certification and ADA paratransit services. 6. If you are not ADA eligible. 7. ADA paratransit service times. 8. How to schedule an ADA paratransit trip. 9. Taking a trip. 10. When the paratransit vehicle arrives. 11. Assistance ADA provides. 12. How to change a scheduled ride. 13. Will call if your appointment is running late. 14. How to cancel a scheduled ride. 15. The no-show policy. 16. ADA paratransit service fares. 17. Check on your ride. 18. Visitor policy. 19. Personal care attendance. 20. Guest companion. 21. Wheelchair and other mobility aids. 22. Scooters. 23. Wheelchair security and seatbelt policy. 24. Respirators and portable oxygen equipment. 25. Service animals. 26. Transporting children. 27. Transporting pets. 28. Transporting packages. 29. Complaints and commendations. 30. Formal grievance procedures. 31. Disasters, public evacuations. 32. Reasonable modifications. 33. Rider courtesy and conduct. Fixed route system. 1. Accessibility of RTS fixed route service. 2. Fares on fixed route system. 3. Later gator service. 4. Personal instruction for traveling on fixed route system. 5. RTS fixed route service hours. Transportation disadvantaged program. 1. What is TD2? Florida Transportation Disadvantaged or TD program. 3. Eligibility criteria. 4. TD bus passes. 5. TD trip priorities. Frequently called numbers. 1. Center for Independent Living. 2. MV Transportation. 3. RTS ADA Coordinator. 4. Downtown Transfer Station. 5. Important Phone Numbers. Mission Statement. To provide our community with a safe, courteous and reliable transportation alternative. 1. Introduction. All demand response services provided through the Community Transportation Coordinator or CTCMV Transportation is the Alachua County CTCMV Transportation provides transportation for residents and visitors in Alachua County under the following major programs. A. The Americans with Disabilities Act or ADA Program, Gainesville Urban Area Only. B. Transportation Disadvantaged or TD Program, Rural Transportation Provided. C. Medicaid Program, Medical Trips Only. D. 5,317 New Freedom, ADA Certified to a Gainesville Address. E. 5,311 Rural Transportation, Trips Throughout Alachua County. F. Alachua County. G. Vocational Services. H. Foster Grandparents. I. Elder Care and the RSVP Program. For more information on these and other services, please call MV Transportation at 352-375-2784. In an effort to explain the services offered, RTS has prepared this rider's guide to help you plan and make your trip trouble-free. Throughout this guide, you will find helpful customer information regarding A. Eligibility. B. Important telephone numbers. C. Hours of operation. D. How to make a reservation. 2. What is the ADA? The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, is a federal law that guarantees people with disabilities full and equal access to the same services and accommodations available to people without disabilities. Under the ADA, public buses that run on regular schedules along specific routes called fixed route service must be accessible to people with disabilities. When fixed route service is not accessible, or when a passenger with a disability is not able to use the fixed route system, ADA mandates that transit systems operate complementary paratransit service. The purpose of the trip is not a factor considered when scheduling your ADA service. 3. What is complementary paratransit service? For eligible riders who have a disability that prevents them from making some or all of their trips on the fixed route buses, RTS offers a shared ride door-to-door service called paratransit. This service is available to Gainesville citizens who live within the city limits or within 3/4 of a mile from a fixed route. This service is called ADA paratransit service because it is provided as part of RTS efforts to meet the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Paratransit service must be reserved at least one day in advance. The service is provided with lift-equipped accessible vehicles. Paratransit service operates in the same areas and during the same days and hours as fixed route buses. Paratransit service is only provided within the city of Gainesville city limits and the RTS service area. 4. Eligibility for ADA paratransit. The ADA specifies 3 categories of eligibility. To qualify for paratransit service, a person must meet the criteria of at least one category. Eligibility for complementary paratransit service is directly related to the inability of a person with a disability to use the existing fixed route service. Category 1 paratransit eligibility under Category 1 includes those persons that are unable to use fully accessible fixed route services. This would include any person who is unable, as a result of a physical or mental impairment including vision, and without the assistance of another individual to access, board, ride and disembark from the fixed route system. Category 2 eligibility under Category 2 includes individuals who need the assistance of a wheelchair lift or other boarding assistance device and are able with such assistance to board, ride and disembark from any vehicle which is readily accessible. Category 3 eligibility under Category 3 includes any individual with a disability who has a specific impairment-related condition which prevents such an individual from traveling to a boarding location or from a disembarking location on such a system. Any of these categories include temporary or permanent disabilities that can be verified by a qualified healthcare professional or rehabilitation professional. This includes having a disability that prevents you from doing things such as identifying your bus, following or understanding directions, waiting outside unassisted at a bus stop, moving from one bus to another or recognizing your destination. You must begin and end your travel within the RTS ADA service area. This area is within the Gainesville city limits or within 3/4 of a mile from fixed route service outside the city limits. Persons whose travel destinations are outside this area are not eligible for ADA service. There are other funding sources available for trips outside the ADA service area. Please visit http://www.gorts.com/ADA/HTML for more information. Eligibility depends on the nature of the disability and the routes you wish to travel. Eligibility may be permanent or temporary depending on the disability and whether or not you could learn to use the fixed route system by participating in travel training. 5. How to apply for ADA certification and paratransit service. Individuals interested in using paratransit must first be determined eligible for the service. The eligibility review considers each person's functional ability to use the fixed route bus. If a disability or health condition prevents you from using the fixed route bus under any condition, you might be determined fully eligible. If you can use the fixed route buses some of the time, but not at other times, you will be determined conditionally eligible for those trips that you cannot make by bus. To receive information about the ADA eligibility process or start the process, call the Center for Independent Living CIL at 352-378-7474 and ask to make an ADA certification appointment. If there is enough time before your appointment, ask to be mailed or faxed a professional verification form. This form is used to help the CIL make the determination as to whether your disability will qualify you to be ADA certified and must be signed by a healthcare professional. The appointment will take approximately 1 hour. If the professional verification form was sent to you before your appointment and you have had your doctor complete the form, you will need to bring it with you to your appointment. You also need to bring a current picture aid if available. If you are not able to get the professional verification form filled out and signed prior to your appointment, the CIL staff can fax or mail it to your healthcare provider. Once you have made the certification appointment with the CIL, call MV Transportation at 352-375-2784 and tell the reservationist you have a certification appointment at the Center for Independent Living. Be prepared to give them your address and phone number and the date of your trip. RTS will provide one round trip on paratransit at no charge to the Center for Independent Living CIL. When the healthcare provider returns the completed form, the application completed with the CIL staff will be reviewed, and your ADA eligibility will be determined. The CIL has up to 21 days after your application is completed, a professional verification PV form is signed and your disability is verified, to determine your ADA eligibility. Most of the time it does not take the full 21 days to complete the eligibility process, however, if it takes longer than 10 business days, the professional verification is usually the reason. Once the CIL has determined your eligibility, they will mail you a written notification, and if you are determined eligible, your identification card. This card will specify your expiration date and whether you are eligible for a personal care attendant PCA. The CIL Transportation Program Director makes the final determination of eligibility in all cases. Applicants are granted presumptive eligibility if a determination of eligibility has not been made within 21 calendar days of the submission of a completed application and completed professional verification form. Service for the applicant will be provided, and the applicant will be presumed eligible until and unless the determination is complete, and the person is found to be ineligible. An application is considered to be complete once the person has provided all of the information required, and the applicant's healthcare provider has completed the professional verification form. Once all information has been received, the 21-day review process will begin. 6. If you are not ADA eligible, you may appeal any decision that declares you ineligible. Instructions for filing an appeal will be included in your notification letter. All appeals will be heard by an independent appeals committee. You may also call MV Transportation at 375-2784 to see if you are eligible for Transportation Disadvantage TD, a grant-funded trip or Medicaid transportation services. 7. ADA Paratransit Service Times. ADA Complementary Paratransit Service is available through MV Transportation weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. RTS provides service after 9 p.m. to the areas where the fixed route bus provides late night service. Call the RTS ADA coordinator at 334-2650-393-7826 to find out if your trip qualifies for late night service. 8. How to schedule an ADA paratransit trip. A. Call MV Transportation at 375-2784. B. Reservations can be made as late as 1 day prior to when service is needed. Reservations are taken during regular office hours 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week and can be made up to 14 days in advance. C. Tell the reservationist that you wish to schedule an ADA complimentary paratransit trip. D. Be sure to include any personal care attendants, PCA or companions, that will be accompanying you on your trip. You are allowed to have two accompanying riders, a PCA and a companion or two companions. The companions are charged the same copay as the ADA client and there is no charge for a PCAE. Make the reservationist aware if you are traveling with a service animal or pet. F. Let the reservationist know your mobility status, i.e. if you need a mobility aid, wheelchair or walker, etc. If you usually travel with a wheelchair, but decide not to take your wheelchair, let the reservationist know you will be an ambulatory rider. G. Let the reservationist know if you need additional time to board the bus. Drivers are only required to wait 5 minutes, but can be allowed to wait longer if additional time is needed to board the vehicle. H. When you book your trip, make sure to allow enough time between trips. Remember, you must be at your destination at least 1 hour prior, and you could be on the van for at least 1 hour within the city limits service area. Consecutive trips must be scheduled a minimum of 90 minutes apart. Additional tip, give yourself a 5 to 10 minute buffer before your actual appointment time when scheduling medical appointments to ensure an on-time arrival. Example, taking a trip, the first leg of the trip, the appointment time is 9 a.m. The pickup window opens at 8 a.m. and MV has until 9 a.m. to get you to your appointment. You have to be at your appointment for at least 1 hour before MV can come back to pick you up. MV Transportation has a 30-minute window for a pickup. So for a requested 10 a.m. pickup, MV could pick you up as late as 10:30 a.m. and still be in the window. At no time should you be on a vehicle for more than 60 minutes while traveling within the ADA service area. 9. Taking a trip. MV Transportation provides a shared ride, paratransit service. Drivers will meet you at the front door of any private residence or at the ground floor door of a public building. Drivers are prohibited from entering any private residence, so please be ready and waiting to board the vehicle at the start of your scheduled pickup window. Drivers can go into the first floor lobby door of a public building, but are not required to search for clients or go to the second floor of a building. Drivers are not allowed to escort passengers into building to internal offices. RTS provides a door-to-door service, not a door-through-door service. If you require an escort to an internal office of a building, contact the office and have them provide the needed escort to the office. The pickup window starts 60 minutes prior to your scheduled appointment time for clients who are traveling within the Gainesville city limits. For clients living within the Gainesville city limits, but traveling outside the city limits, the window opens 90 minutes prior to the scheduled appointment time. This trip reservation would no longer be funded as an ADA trip, but as either a transportation disadvantaged TD trip, a grant-funded trip, or a Medicaid trip. Eligibility for other funding sources will depend on whether you are eligible under the funding source program or the trips meets the criteria established by the funding source, that is medical appointment or a trip outside the ADA service area. The driver will only wait 5 minutes for you to board from the beginning of the pickup window. If you do not board within 5 minutes, the driver will depart without you and you will be a no-show. If your disability makes it impossible for you to board the vehicle in 5 minutes, then please notify MV Transportation so the 5-minute boarding requirement can be modified for you. When being dropped off for your appointment, you may be dropped off up to 30 minutes prior to your appointment requested time until the actual time of the appointment. The correct fare is required at the time of your trip. Drivers are prohibited from making change. Drivers are also prohibited from accepting gifts or gratuities of any kind. Once at your destination, you must be there at least 1 hour from the time you were dropped off before MV Transportation can return to pick you up. Rider tips, make sure that your address is clearly visible from the street, especially at night. If you are being picked up at the mall or a large building, make sure, when you schedule your ride, to tell the reservationist at what entrance you will be waiting. Carry necessary medication with you in case MV Transportation is delayed and your trip takes longer than expected. If you use oxygen, bring an adequate extra supply. If you are diabetic or hypoglycemic, Please bring a small snack with you in case the trip takes longer than expected. Give yourself a 5 to 10 minute buffer before your actual appointment time when scheduling medical appointments to ensure your on-time arrival. If you need assistance once inside a building, make arrangements with the office you are going to visit and request they meet you at the lobby door to escort to the internal office, as MV drivers are not to enter into buildings to provide escort to internal offices. 10. When the paratransit vehicle arrives, the paratransit driver will pull up to the pickup address you provided and, unless something is preventing them from doing so, they will park as close as possible to the location. The vehicle might arrive before your pickup window opens. You are not required to leave earlier than your requested pickup time. The driver may come to the door and let you know they have arrived. If you are ready, you may accompany them to the van. If you are not ready and the driver is early, the van will wait and come to the door when your window opens. The driver is required to get out of the vehicle and come to the door to escort you to the van. The driver is not permitted to honk the horn to let you know they have arrived. Please report such incidents to either their TSADA Transit Coordinator or to MV Transportation. Please note, the vehicle may arrive at any time within the hour window to pick you up for your trip. The driver is only permitted to wait 5 minutes after arrival in the pickup window. If you are not ready, the driver may have to leave to avoid inconveniencing other riders. If you need additional time to access and board the vehicle, please ask the reservationists to allow more time for you to board the vehicle. 11. Assistance ADA provides. ADA Paratransit is a door-to-door service, therefore drivers are required to escort riders to the van. Drivers will assist riders, upon request, in getting to the vehicle, getting on the vehicle, getting off the vehicle and walking from the vehicle. This assistance may include, 1. Drivers may lend a supporting arm, guide, and or assist up or down steps. 2. Drivers will operate the wheelchair lift and will assist riders with the securement of wheelchairs or mobility aids and with seat belts. 3. Drivers may not assist riders in wheelchairs up or down steps. 4. Drivers are required to carry packages, as determined by MV Transportation. Riders are allowed to bring small shopping carts with them on the van to handle groceries. 5. Drivers are prohibited from lifting or carrying passengers and or their children. 6. Drivers are required to escort riders from the door of their pickup location to the door of the drop-off location. Clients should wait by the outermost doors for pickup. Drivers are not required to go through doors to lobbies or to the second floor to find clients. 7. Drivers are not required to escort riders to internal offices. Arrangements should be made with the office staff to provide assistance if needed. 8. If additional time to access and board the vehicle is needed, drivers will assist as needed to help you board the vehicle. Passenger property that can be carried by the passenger and/or driver in one trip and can be safely stowed on the vehicle shall be allowed to be transported with the passenger at no additional charge. Passenger property does not include wheelchairs, child seats, stretchers, secured oxygen, personal assistive devices, or intravenous devices. Once you have arrived at your destination and the driver has taken you to the door, if you need further assistance, please arrange to have someone other than the driver assist you. Under the ADA, doctors' offices and other places of business have the requirement to assist clients coming to their establishments. A call in advance to let the office or business know you need assistance will ensure your safe and timely arrival at your ultimate destination. The driver needs to depart after delivering you to your destination in order to pick up other passengers and will not go through doors to take you to appointments. Note, if you bring more groceries than can be carried on or off the van and you delay the departure of the van beyond 5 minutes, you will be assessed a no-show. 12. How to change a scheduled ride. Since trip reservations can be made up to 14 days in advance, if your plans change and you need to adjust your ride times, call MV Transportation at 375-2784 by 5 p.m., no later than the day prior to your trip. Reservations are open until 5 p.m. daily, and we'll always try to accommodate your needs, but changes to your original ride request may result in adjustment to your pickup times. On the day of your trip, MV Transportation cannot change pickup times or pickup drop-off locations. This is considered same-day service, and MV Transportation is not required to accommodate such requests. These changes create an inconvenience to other riders. 13. We'll call if your appointment is running late. Everyone has occasional circumstances outside of their control that can cause delays at a scheduled appointment. If your appointment is running later than you expected, and there is a chance you will not be ready for your scheduled return trip, or if you have missed the van, call MV Transportation as soon as possible. Your request will be coordinated with the dispatch office that stays in radio contact with drivers. Every effort will be made to adjust your return pickup time and assign another bus to pick you up at a later time. Because schedules are set the day before, there may be a delay of at least 2 hours before another vehicle is available to accommodate your trip. Remember, allow extra time for medical appointments or other appointments that may take longer than expected. This will reduce the unnecessary cost of sending an additional vehicle. Note, if a bus is sent and you are not ready, you will be considered a will call. If you call to change your appointment because you are running late, you will be considered a will call, and MV has 2 hours to provide another pickup. 14. How to cancel a scheduled ride. Late cancellations cost RTS and taxpayers thousands of dollars each year and affect our ability to provide that trip opportunity to other riders. If you have scheduled a ride that you no longer need to take, please call MV Transportation as soon as possible to cancel, with required notice prior to 9 p.m. the day before or 2 hours prior to your scheduled pickup time. You can cancel all trips up to 14 days in advance, or put subscription service on hold for longer periods of time. During regular business hours, call MV Transportation at 352-375-2784 for trip cancellations. Dispatchers will take next day cancellations until 9 p.m. the day prior. After hours, a recording will ask you to state your name and the date and time of the trip as you wish to cancel. 15. The no-show policy. Q. What is a no-show? A. No-show is when you schedule a paratransit trip, but then you, A. without any notice to MV Transportation, fail to take your trip. B. Cancel the trip too close to your scheduled pickup time to allow the trip to be rescheduled for someone else. C. Without any notice to MV Transportation, delay your scheduled trip. D. The driver arrives at a drop-off location and the rider delays the van by not getting off the van, or when no one is at the location to receive the rider, and the rider cannot be left unattended. Q. Why do we need a no-show policy? A. A no-show usually results in a wasted trip. This is very expensive and takes away a trip that could have been scheduled for someone else. Space on the paratransit system is limited and costly to provide. MV drivers will wait for passengers for 5 minutes within the on-time pickup window defined as being 60 minutes prior to the appointment time within the city limits and 30 minutes after the requested pickup time. MV drivers are required to make reasonable attempts to locate and alert riders who may not be able to identify a waiting vehicle. MV Transportation is required to ensure that the special instructions for alerting riders are included on run manifests or electronic trip transmissions and are available to drivers and dispatchers. If additional time is needed to access and board the vehicle, please ask the reservationists to add additional wait time to the schedule for you to board the vehicle. If the driver is not able to make in-person contact with the customer, they will notify dispatch and will make a reasonable effort to locate and alert the customer by telephone. If contact is not made with the customer, and at least 5 minutes has elapsed from the time of the driver's arrival, the dispatcher should instruct the driver to leave a no-show door hanger, depart the pickup location, and record the customer as a no-show on the manifest. Riders who are located or contacted by driver's dispatcher and who indicate they are not ready or will not be traveling as scheduled will also be recorded as no-shows. Dispatchers must enter notes into the trip record related to each no-show approved. Riders who do not call and cancel at least 2 hours prior to the negotiated pickup time will be recorded as late cancels, which is considered a form of no-show. A. The ADA regulation allows paratransit service to be suspended for a reasonable period of time when a rider consistently misses scheduled trips. The RTS administrative process for suspending paratransit service is as follows. 1. A rider may be subject to suspension for a predetermined length of time based on review of scheduled trips that shows the rider no-showed more than 10% of their scheduled rides, 10% being twice the system average. Riders will be assessed points for same-day cancellations, not being ready to travel and or canceling at the door. The point system is as follows. I. Same-day notice is charged to the rider's record if they cancel their ride after 9 p.m. the day before or less than 2 hours before the pickup window opens. The client will be assessed 1 point. II. Late notice is charged against the rider's record if they cancel their ride between 30 minutes and 2 hours prior to the scheduled pickup time. The client will be assessed 2 points. III. No notice cancel at the door is charged to the client's record if they cancel the ride less than 30 minutes before the scheduled pickup time, or they notify the driver when the driver arrives at the door they are not going, or the vehicle has waited 5 minutes and the client is not ready to go. The client will be assessed 3 points. 2. 12 points within 30 days will trigger a review of the rider's trip record. The review must clearly show the no-shows and late cancels were the rider's fault and not due to system no-shows. 3. If a rider is shown to have abused the no-show policy and is suspended from the service, the following suspension times will be utilized. First suspension, 14 days. Second suspension, 21 days. Third suspension or more, 30 days, which could lead to loss of subscription service. 1. Before suspending service, MV Transportation must notify the rider in writing, by certified mail, of the proposed suspended service, citing specifically the basis of the proposed suspension, and describing the proposed sanction. 2. The suspended rider must be given a chance within 10 business days to be heard and to present information and arguments. 3. MV Transportation must provide the suspended rider with written notification of the decision, the length of time for suspension and the reasons for it. Q. How do I appeal my suspension? A. You can appeal your service suspension by making a verbal or written appeal of suspension to the RTSADA Transit Coordinator within 10 calendar days after the date of the letter of suspension, and no later than the date listed in the body of the letter. Verbal request can be made by calling 352-334-2650, 352-393-7826, Monday through Thursday 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or you can send a written request to the RTSADA Transit Coordinator at Station 5 P.O. Box 490, Gainesville, FL 32627. Or via email to CrawfordMawin at CITYOFGAINESVILLE.org and ask for an appeal review of the service suspension. 7. In accordance with .ADA regulations, Part 49 CFR 37.131B, when a no-show occurs on the first leg of a trip, all later rides for the day will not automatically be cancelled. It is the rider's responsibility to cancel ride service they no longer need. 8. Failure to cancel rides that are no longer needed will result in the assessment of points from the current no-show policy. Each trip that is no-showed is assessed independently in accordance with ADA regulations. Riders will be assessed no-show points for each trip they no-show regardless of whether there are multiple no-shows for the same day. 9. If a schedule delay, bad weather, or breakdown causes MV Transportation to be late and you decide to find another way to your appointment after waiting 30 minutes from your scheduled time, Please let MV Transportation know you secured another ride so MV does not send the van or assess points for a no-show. 10. If you feel you were charged with a no-showing error, call the ADA Transit Coordinator at 352-334-2650, 352-393-7826 so an investigation can be completed. ADA Paratransit Service Fares. Fares must be paid when you board the vehicle. If you do not pay the correct fare, including the use of the correct pass, the driver will refuse to provide the ride and you will be assessed a no-show. A. The ADA allows transit agencies to charge twice the fixed route fare. ADA certified riders using MV Transportation pay $3 per trip. B. Personal Care Attendant or PCA. A PCA may travel free with a certified rider. Please mention that a working PCA is traveling with you when you reserve a ride. Also, a service animal may accompany you at all times on fixed route and paratransit service. C. Other companions. ADA passengers are allowed to have two riders accompany them on an ADA trip. If one is a PCA, the other is considered a companion. If you are not authorized to have a PCA, you may travel with up to two companions. You must tell the reservationist when booking your trip that one or two companions are traveling with you. Companions are required to pay the full $3. MV may allow more than two accompanying riders to travel with you, if space permits and prior arrangements are made. 17. Check on your ride. Unexpected delays can occur because of road work, traffic conditions, bad weather, or on occasion, mechanical problems with a vehicle. If a MV Transportation vehicle has not arrived 30 minutes after your pickup window opens, call MV Transportation at 352-375-2784 for a Where's My Ride update. Dispatch will radio the driver and give you an update on your trip. Stay within sight or hearing of the pickup location if at all possible, in case the van arrives while you are calling. 18. Visitor Policy. If you are a visitor to the Gainesville area and have been determined ADA eligible by another transit or public agency, your eligibility determination will be honored while you are visiting the city of Gainesville. You will need to provide proof of eligibility before you arrive or when you arrive prior to using the ADA paratransit service. Contact your local certifying agency and they can aid you in notifying either RTS or the Center for Independent Living CIL of your ADA eligibility. If you are coming from a location that does not provide documentation of ADA certification, we ask that you have your transportation provider call the CIL so they can extend temporary ADA certification to use the RTS fixed route or paratransit system during your stay in Gainesville. For Gainesville residents wishing to visit other cities, contact the CIL for help with notifying your destination of your ADA certification. This will allow you to use public transportation, if available in the area you are visiting. Length of time will depend on local policy. For visitors to Gainesville, you will be able to use the paratransit service for a total of 21 days within a 365-day period. If you are in need of service beyond the 21 days, you will need to apply for local certification. 19. Personal Care Attendants. A Personal Care Attendant PCA is someone you may bring with you to assist you with traveling or with your personal care or activities. 1 PCA may ride for free when traveling with you. A PCA must get on and off the van at the same places and times as you. To be able to have one PCA ride free with you, you must be registered with a need for a PCA. This is completed as part of the eligibility process. If you did not indicate the need for a PCA when you first applied for paratransit eligibility and you are now in need of a PCA, call the Center for Independent Living CIL at 378-7474 and the staff will work with you to change your status and include a PCA note. When scheduling a trip, you will need to tell the reservationists that you are traveling with a PCA. This ensures that there will be room on the vehicle for you, your PCA, and other scheduled riders. Guest Companion. A guest companion is someone you want to bring along to share the trip, not someone you must bring to assist you. Guest companions must pay a fare when accompanying you and must get on and off the vehicle at the same places and times as you. When scheduling your trips, you will need to tell the reservationists that you will be traveling with one or more guest companions. Drivers cannot add riders who do not have a reservation. If you make a reservation for them, you are always entitled to bring up to two guest companions with you unless you have a PCA, then you are entitled to one guest companion and one PCA. Additional guest companions will be accommodated if there is enough space on the vehicle and pre-arrangements have been made with MV Transportation. 21. Wheelchairs and other mobility aids. Paratransit vehicles are designed to accommodate most wheelchairs and mobility aids. MV Transportation requires wheelchair riders to wear a posi belt, and it is recommended that you allow the driver to use the lap belt for your safety. Wheelchair means a mobility aid belonging to any class of three or more wheel devices, usable indoors, designed or modified for and used by individuals with mobility impairments, whether operated manually or powered. Other power-driven mobility devices, OPDMDs, are any mobility device powered by batteries, fuel, or other engines, dash whether or not designed primarily for use by individuals with mobility disabilities, that is used by individuals with mobility disabilities for the purpose of locomotion. RTS does not allow OPDMDs containing fuel on RTS buses due to safety concerns. If a rider has a manual wheelchair and needs help getting onto an RTS bus, RTS drivers can aid the rider up the ramp and onto the bus. MV provides door-to-door service and will aid passenger onto the vehicle lift and onto the MV vehicle. RTS and MV drivers cannot push any manual wheelchair over curbs, upstairs or downstairs. This is to prevent injury to our drivers and the passenger and is a safety issue. The maximum amount our lifts on the fixed route can safely accommodate is 600 pounds chair and rider combined. The maximum our paratransit fleet can safely accommodate is 800 pounds. While some of the newer fixed route buses have the upgraded ramps, which can accommodate 800 pounds, not all the buses have this feature, and therefore RTS cannot ensure all buses on all routes can safely transport a passenger utilizing a mobility device whose combined passenger mobility device weight exceeds 600 pounds. Therefore, for driver safety and lift ramp specification and capabilities, passengers and mobility devices which exceed the combined weight of 600 pounds must ride on the paratransit system. If you weigh more than 800 pounds, mobility device and rider combined, neither RTS nor MV Transportation have vehicles or lifts that can accommodate you, and therefore for safety reasons you will have to make other transportation arrangements. 22. Scooters. Some three-wheeled scooters are difficult to secure on paratransit vehicles. Some scooters also come with a warning from the manufacturer that they should not be used as seats in moving vehicles. Because of this, the driver may recommend that you transfer to a vehicle seat if you are able to do so. While the driver will not require you to transfer, we strongly recommend that you do so, so we can provide you and other customers with the safest ride possible. 23. Wheelchair security and seatbelt policy. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure that mobility devices are properly secured. Wheelchair scooters are required to be secured into the four-point securement system at all times during the ride. Mobility device users are not required to use posi belts or lap belts, but RTS and MV Transportation will provide these additional securement devices to passengers upon request to ensure the customer's safety. Secure Here stickers are available for riders to place on their mobility aid to assist the driver in placing the securement devices. 24. Respirators and portable oxygen equipment. Portable oxygen equipment and portable respirators are permitted on paratransit vehicles. The driver will assist you in securing this equipment on the vehicle. Drivers are not permitted to assist you when using this equipment. If you need assistance with portable life support equipment, please arrange to bring a qualified attendant along with you. 25. service animals, a dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability, including a physical, psychiatric, sensory, intellectual or other mental disability. RTS and MV riders may travel with a service dog. Be sure to inform the reservationist when you are scheduling your trip that you will be traveling with a service animal. You are responsible for the care and supervision of your animal while on board. If you are planning on riding MV transportation with a service animal, please follow these guidelines. A. Service animals are to be properly leashed and or harnessed and under the control of their handlers at all times. B. The animal must remain at your feet or on your lap. The animal may not sit on a vehicle seat. C. The animal must not be aggressive toward people or other animals. D. You are responsible for any damages or soiling caused by the animal. E. The animal must be clean and well-groomed. F. No proof is required of an animal's training. G. The animal can be prohibited from boarding if that particular animal poses a threat to the driver or other passengers. 26. Transporting children. MV transportation is required to transport children in the following manner. 1. Children who are between the ages of birth and 4 years old inclusive, and or children who weigh less than 40 pounds must travel with a responsible guardian, and must ride in a child safety seat, which complies with Section 316.613 FS2. Children under 8 years of age inclusive must travel with a responsible guardian. This requirement may be modified by city as it deems appropriate. B. If your child is required by Florida law to be in a child safety seat, it is your responsibility to provide that safety seat and ensure it meets requirements set by Florida statute for child restraint devices. Section 316.613 FS. 27. Transporting pets. A. Pets are not to be confused with service animals. C. Seconds. 25 above B. MV transportation will transport the pets of riders, as long as such pets are completely enclosed in commercial pet carriers, which fit on the riders' laps or beneath their seats. C. For safety reasons, drivers are not permitted to carry cages or kennels on or off of paratransit vehicles. If you need assistance with a pet, please arrange to travel with someone who can help you. D. You must inform MV transportation that you wish to travel with a pet at the time you request your trip. Riders scheduled to travel with pets will be identified on the manifest or schedule. MV transportation may refuse to transport your pet if it causes a disruption to service for you or another rider. E. The animal must not be aggressive toward people or other animals. F. You are responsible for any damages or soiling caused by the animal. 28. Transporting packages. A. MV transportation will transport packages belonging to riders, as long as the rider is on board with his/her package and the package fits on the rider's lap or beneath his/her seat. Riders are also permitted to utilize hand-pulled collapsible shopping cart baskets. These cart baskets will be secured by the driver to ensure they do not roll or tip over while the vehicle is in motion. If you are bringing a shopping cart with you, let the reservationist know when you request your trip to assure an accessible vehicle that will better accommodate the collapsible carts. B. Package limitation. Drivers may help to carry packages for the ADA passengers per MV transportation guidelines. However, drivers are not required to assist with loading and unloading of packages and personal items, so please do not plan to bring more than you and or the assistant who is traveling with you can manage without delaying the vehicle. Delaying the vehicle occurs when you bring more items than you can carry on the vehicle at one time. If you are not ready to go, you can be deemed a will call, and a no-show will be assessed to your record. C. MV transportation is prohibited from transporting illegal controlled substances excluding prescription medication, hazardous materials, firearms or explosive devices. 29. Complaints and commendations. A. A complaint is defined as a report by an eligible rider or representative of a rider, which identifies an incident or action by a driver or member of MV transportation staff, which detracts from the positive image, service quality, and or non-compliance with the requirements of the paratransit services covered by contractual agreement. B. A commendation is defined as a report by an eligible rider or representative of a rider, which identifies an action by a driver or member of MV transportation staff, in which the staff member or driver has gone above and beyond what is required to provide outstanding service. A. Riders with concerns or complaints can notify either RTS or MV transportation. Riders will be notified of the findings regarding their concern or complaint at the conclusion of the investigation into the incident. B. When MV transportation receives a complaint directly from the clients, they are required to track and investigate those complaints. At the end of the month, MV transportation is required to report the client's name, the nature of the complaint, and the resolution to the city. C. MV transportation is then required to investigate and provide a response to RTS as to how the complaint has been addressed, as well as what corrective actions, if any, have been taken to avoid future complaints of the same nature. D. MV transportation has 10 business days to respond to service complaints. E. If the complaint involves safety or serious misconduct, MV transportation is required to respond to RTS within 24 hours or less. F. RTS will review responses to complaints, and if it deems the response to be inadequate, will redirect the complaint to MV transportation for further action. G. In all cases, RTS is the final arbiter as to whether or not complaints have been adequately resolved by MV transportation. H. MV transportation may discuss complaints with ADA paratransit riders or their representatives. MV transportation is prohibited from taking any actions against any individual who has reported a complaint in connection with the service. 30. Formal grievance procedures. A formal grievance is a written complaint to document concerns regarding the operation of administration of ADA paratransit service. A formal grievance may also be a service complaint that has been left unresolved for more than 45 days. Formal grievances include but are not limited to chronic, recurring or unresolved service complaints, violations of specific rules governing ADA paratransit service, suspension of service. Riders who wish to file a formal grievance should contact the RTS ADA Transit Coordinator at 352-334-2650, 352-393-7826 and request information on how to file a grievance. 31. Disasters, public evacuation. A. Riders who need help evacuating in the event of a disaster or need to go to a shelter in the event of a storm are asked to enroll with the Alachua County Special Needs Registry. The Special Needs Registry maintains a list of residents who, because of their disability, have special requirements, i.e. life support, oxygen, special diet, visually impaired, and are in need of transportation or shelter in the event of a storm or disaster. If time allows planning for an upcoming critical event, these riders will be contacted prior to, i.e. tropical storms, hurricanes, and asked if they desire transportation to a special needs shelter. Depending on the situation, riders will be transported to a special needs shelter or evacuated. To register with the Alachua County Emergency Management, call 352-264-6500, IX-311. Reasonable modifications. A. The ADA requires public entities to make reasonable modifications in their usual ways of doing things when necessary to accommodate people who have disabilities. The exception is if the public entity can demonstrate that making the modifications would fundamentally alter the nature of the service, program, or activity. If you have a request for a reasonable modification, contact the ADA Transit Coordinator at 352-393-7826. 33. Rider courtesy and conduct. 1. Riders must depart the transit vehicle upon demand of an authorized RTS or MV representative, including the van bus operator. 2. No smoking on the vehicles. 3. Riders shall maintain appropriate, reasonable personal hygiene. If riders have open or seeping sores, or are leaking bodily fluids for health and safety reasons, RTS or MV can refuse service until the situation has been contained or corrected. 4. No eating or drinking on board, unless required for health reasons. 5. No riding with open containers of alcohol or with illegal drugs. 6. No abusive, threatening, or obscene language or actions. 7. No deliberate fare evasion. 8. No physical abuse of another rider or the driver. 9. No petting guide dogs or other service animals without the permission of the owner. 10. No playing of radios, cassette tape players, or compact disc players without headphones, or other noisy equipment. Fixed route system. 1. Accessibility of RTS fixed route service. RTS fixed route service buses are also accessible to disabled passengers. Drivers are trained to assist you by using a lift and by securing wheelchair passengers on the bus. Drivers are also required to assist manual wheelchair up ramps and onto fixed route buses. RTS buses have lifts and ramps for people who use wheelchairs and others who cannot climb stairs. Buses can also be lowered kneeled to accommodate individuals with mobility restrictions upon request. The majority of RTS fixed route bus lifts are rated to the ADA standard of 600 pounds. Some of the newer RTS buses with low floors can accommodate wheelchair's mobility device weighing 800 pounds client plus wheelchair mobility device. Because of the variety of buses in the RTS fixed route system, it is recommended that wheelchair mobility device riders that exceed 600 pounds client plus wheelchair mobility device use paratransit, because there is no guarantee that all the buses will be able to accommodate larger wheelchairs mobility devices. This is a safety and liability issue. If the bus arrives at your bus stop and the lift is inoperable for some reason, or if the bus is full, the bus driver will call for a wheelchair accessible bus or van if the wait for the next bus will exceed 30 minutes. A. In addition, all drivers are trained to announce major stops and transfer points to make sure you do not miss your stop. Simply tell the driver to let you know when you are at your destination. Drivers can also assist you in determining which the correct stop to help you get to your destination or transfer point. B. The set of fold-up seats near the front of the bus are designated for use by the elderly and people with disabilities. As a courtesy, please keep these seats open for those who might need them. Also, be willing to vacate those seats when asked to accommodate wheelchairs and other riders with disabilities. C. Carts, strollers, luggage and oversized backpacks are allowed, as long as they are able to be folded, stowed or personally held. Setting an adjacent seat is not proper without blocking aisles. FDOT Reg 392.62. If items block the aisles or cannot be properly stowed, then service may be denied. The wheelchair securement area is not to be utilized to accommodate strollers and shopping carts. D. Be at your bus stop 5 minutes before the bus is scheduled to arrive. When you see or hear your bus approaching, stand by the bus stop sign, that way our drivers will know to stop and pick you up. If you have a visual impairment and cannot see the bus approaching, considering carrying a sign with the bus number you desire so the driver is aware you need to take his or her route. Contact the ADA Transit Coordinator for further information. E. Help us stay on schedule by having the exact fare, your pass, ADA card or gate 1 ready when the bus stops and the doors open. As you board, just show your ID card or pass to the driver, or drop the correct fare into the fare box. Remember, bus drivers don't carry change, so you'll need the correct fare. A. Help us stay on schedule by having the exact fare, your pass, ADA card or gate 1 ID ready when the bus stops and the doors open. As you board, just show your ID card or pass to the driver, or drop the correct fare into the fare box. Remember, bus drivers don't carry change, so you'll need the correct fare. B. For the safety of our passengers, when boarding, riding and exiting the bus, only one person is allowed in the wheelchair or scooter. passengers in a wheelchair or scooter traveling with children, who are unable to board the bus without assistance should travel with a PCA service may be refused for passengers who do not comply with this policy. G. The regional transit system has large print schedules, compact discs and braille versions of the fixed route bus schedule. You can also access the RTS website at www.gorts.com for route information and the RTS and MV Riders Guides. For more information, please call the RTS ADA Coordinator at 352-334-2650 or 352-393-7826 or the CIL at 352-378-7474. You may also call the RTS Administration at 352-393-7852. 2. Fares on Fixed Route System. Individuals who are ADA certified ride for free on fixed route buses. Simply show your ADA card to the RTS driver. Do not lend your ADA card to family and friends. RTS drivers will confiscate ADA cards in possession of individuals who are not entitled to use the card and, or who are not pictured on the card and if the card is expired. ADA certification has to be renewed every 3 years. 3. Later Gator Service. RTS Fixed Route offers Later Gator Service for patrons on Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings. Service starts between 8:00 to 8:30 p.m. for all Later Gator routes and ends at 3 a.m. Please see the regular schedule for exact route directions. If you are unable to access the fixed route, but would like to travel along the Later Gator route, please contact MV to schedule your ride. RTS will deliver your ride and perform all ADA paratransit services after 9 p.m. Travel must be within 3/4 of a mile from a fixed route corridor for late night service. 4. Personal instruction for traveling on fixed route service. Learn to navigate Gainesville like a pro. CIL offers personal training to any customer wanting to learn how to use the fixed route system. Training involves classroom and on-the-road instruction. It provides riders with the skills needed to use Gainesville's public transportation system safely and independently. Instruction is free to any individual with a disability. For information or to register for classes, call the Center for Independent Living CIL at 378-7474. 5. RTS Fixed Route Service Hours. RTS Fixed Route Service is provided from 6 a.m. to 3 a.m. on weekdays, depending on the route, and 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays, depending on the route. Sunday service is available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Transportation Disadvantaged or TD Program. 1. What is TDA? Florida's Transportation Disadvantaged Program or TD Program. The Florida Legislature adopted legislation creating Florida's Transportation Disadvantaged Program in 1979 to provide transportation services to disadvantaged individuals. The transportation disadvantaged are defined in Chapter 427, Florida Statute, as those persons who, because of physical or mental disability, income status or age, are unable to transport themselves or to purchase transportation and are, therefore, dependent on others to obtain access to health care, employment, education, shopping, social activities or other life-sustaining activities, or children who are handicapped or high risk or at risk, as defined in Section 411.202, Florida Statutes. A. Eligibility criteria fall under the following categories: unable to transport themselves, individual is not sponsored by any agency for their transportation, does not have the ability to operate a vehicle, and is unable to use the fixed route bus system due to a physical or mental disability defined by the ADA, or unable to purchase transportation. Non-disabled individual applicant income meets a maximum of 150% of the current federal poverty guidelines. Individual applicant income must not exceed 100% of the current federal poverty guidelines for the TD Bus Pass program. Household income will be considered for TD Bus Pass program applicants through the age of 18. Unable to obtain transportation, Individual does not have an operational vehicle in the household, or the ability to operate a vehicle, or the ability to find transportation from other sources. Individuals must apply for transportation disadvantaged program eligibility for their transportation, to be sponsored by the Florida Commission for the Transportation Disadvantaged. Eligibility shall be for 1 year. MV Transportation shall notify individuals 30 days in advance of their eligibility expiration date and need for renewal. TD program fares will be determined by the purpose of the trip. A. 1. Rides for the purpose of dialysis treatment $2. 2. Rides for all other purpose $3. Eligibility criteria and fare rates changes will be effective July 1, 2016, as recommended by the TD Program Eligibility Committee and approved by the Alachua County Local Coordinating Board. MV will use the above criteria for new applicants, and when current TD program participants reapply for certification. MV Transportation should provide all TD program applicants with written notification of eligibility approval or denial within 10 working days after receipt of application. Appeals may be filed with the Alachua County Transportation Disadvantaged Board Grievance Committee. TD Trust funds will not pay for out-of-county service. No TD trips are provided on Saturdays except for dialysis appointments. TD Trust funds will not be used to provide non-emergency stretcher service. A. TD bus passes no longer provided till further notice due to funding constraints. E. Trip priorities have been established and are listed by order of importance. 1. Vital care medical. 2. Other medical. 3. Employment. 4. Pharmacy and grocery shopping. 5. Education. 6. Social service agencies. 7. Shopping. 8. Recreational. TD certified riders may travel with one escort, if it is deemed medically necessary by the applicant's doctor. Escorts, companions and personal care attendants will pay the $3 copay under TD-funded trips. MV Transportation shall notify transportation disadvantaged program eligible individuals and other interested persons agencies 30 days in advance of the implementation of the transportation disadvantaged trip priorities, due to transportation disadvantaged trust fund availability. MV Transportation shall notify eligible individuals of the types of trips that are available for sponsorship under the transportation disadvantaged program. Other funds available to sponsor trips. 1. RTS has applied for and was awarded grant funding to purchase trips for the Gainesville and Alachua County. The following funds are available, but are limited to specific trip purposes. A. USC Seconds 5,310 Elderly Persons and Person with Disabilities. Trips are provided for ADA eligible riders who are either elderly or disabled, do not currently live in the ADA service area, but reside in the urbanized areas surrounding Gainesville. The trip must either originate in the urbanized area or run in the urbanized area. 5,310 will also expand the service area on Sunday to include areas outside the reduced ADA Sunday service area. B. USC Seconds 5,311 Non-Urbanized Area Formula. Trips are provided for any rider living in Alachua County. These trips must originate in the areas around the city of Gainesville that are not currently covered by the current ADA service area or within the city limits of Gainesville. Areas covered by this grant included Alachua, Archer, High Springs, McCanopy, and Newberry. 2. MV Transportation or the RTS ADA coordinator can help you determine if you are eligible for trips under one of the above-named funding sources. Frequently called numbers for information about ADA door-to-door paratransit or fixed route service, call the RTS ADA Transit Coordinator at 334-2650 or 393-7826. For ADA paratransit certification or travel training, call CILNCF at 378-7474. Center for Independent Living of North Central Florida or CILNCF. The Center for Independent Living, or CIL, is a non-profit private organization dedicated to creating equal access and opportunity for individuals with disabilities who live as they choose in the community. Tony DeLisle, Executive Director. Mark Mayfield, Consumer Transportation Advocate. 222 SW 36th Terrace. Gainesville, Florida 3260. 352-378-7474. MV Transportation has been contracted by RTS to provide ADA complimentary paratransit trips. Call 375-2784 to make a reservation Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. MV Transportation also provides transportation disadvantaged and door-to-door Medicaid transportation. MV Transportation. 3713 SW 42nd Avenue Suite 2 and 3. Gainesville, Florida 3260. 352-375-2784.